Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, out is good money, money in these chains, it is so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
Get through a two-step. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over. N is for news, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
All of you out there in Sex Monster Land. Thank you so much for tuning in to another fabulous, sexy hour. Tonight, Miss Sage Montana is off, so I have the beautiful Miss Virginia Rose joining me. So it's going to be webcamming with Sammy and Virginia this evening. So hope you guys tune in, enjoy the show. We have a wonderful, wonderful show coming up. I have a beautiful cam model that's going to be joining us later on in the show. Not sure if you guys saw the tweets, but Miss Tisha Draven will be joining us with some exciting news. I'm so excited to have her on the show. And if you want to go stalk her while we are waiting to bring her on the line, you can go onto her Twitter page, Tisha Draven XXX, or TishaDraven.com, and you can go stalk her before we get on the show. So if you guys have any questions, you will know what to ask. Because I don't want you to script questions, you know. Lord forbid that happens. So anyway, without further ado, I have my beautiful co-host, Miss Virginia Rose here. How are you, darling? Are you there?
Hi, darling. How are you doing?
Oh, there you are. I'm like, wait. I'm like, I know
yes.
I pressed the button. What's going on with
I'm
you these
fabulous.
Days there,
How are
Missy?
You doing?
Always fan-fucking-tabulous.
Oh, my goodness. We've been... yes. Well, we've been really busy doing custom videos, and we actually have a new roommate, the sexy Lily Marie is our new roommate. She's a cow model as well. So that's kind of something fun and exciting and new. Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are busy doing all kinds of fucking.
And what's new with you?
Not too much. Just gearing up for the just gearing up for these, you know, wonderful, fantastic holidays that decided to come up on us way too quick.
Yes.
Good old Christmas time coming up a little too damn soon. I know, right? It sneaks up way too quick. So tonight, you know, our topic for this evening is going to be webcamming and flexibility. And I'm not talking flexible like our legs and vaginas and assholes and all that stuff. I'm talking about flexibility.
We all know
meaning,
that's flexible.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 45, not 25 anymore. So yeah, no. but the flexibility of our job is so important to all of us. And that is the best thing about webcamming, because we can work whatever hours we want to, whenever we want to, and it's amazing. You know what I mean? It's like the would you agree that webcamming is the best job that you could have ever?
I
mean, and we get paid, so.
Definitely am all about it. Yes. Right? I would. Exactly. Yeah, but the flexibility is one of the major perks. I mean, everyone thinks, yeah, you get off, you have orgasm. That's all great. And it is, and the compliments. But the flexibility, you know, if you're feeling really good, you're on your game, you can work overtime, you can keep going. And the opposite, if you feel shitty or, you know, whether it's physically or emotionally or mentally, you can either do a short show, a different type of show, or just be like, fuck it, I can't do it today. So,
right.
Yeah, the flexibility is definitely amazing. So I'm glad that this is the topic, actually. It's something I'm really passionate and excited about.
Yeah, me too. Because, well, like with me, for instance, I was actually sick the last few days, and I'm slowly starting to feel better today. But it's one of those things where, and I was really hoping I was going to feel good yesterday. I did my makeup, everything, and I was just like, no, it just ain't happening. And I'm just like, thank goodness, you know, we have, but you know what I mean? It's like when we have those downtime, we can actually just say, screw it. These guys are just going to have to wait because I am not feeling up to par and they'll see my vagina in a couple days.
Exactly.
Yeah, no vagina for you today. No vagina.
I don't really know many other jobs where you can do that, you know?
No, because there's so many people who do have jobs that they don't even get sick leave. So if you do get sick during a job, you know, you don't get paid for that time off. You lose days. And some companies will just say, well, you know, we're sorry. If you're sick, that doesn't and it totally sucks. So that's one thing that is so great for anybody out there listening that is interested in getting into webcam. You can still have a regular job. And you can work your webcam part-time and build up, you know, a fan base. And then once you see that you're making more money than a regular job, you can fire your boss and become your own boss, literally, because that's what we did.
And, I mean, if you're not feeling good, you can always make a deal, you know, for your fans, whatever that deal is, whether it's previous videos you've made or a future Snapchat, or not Snapchat, but like a future private show or whatnot, you can still make deals. Put it out on Twitter or whatever social media and still get those tokens without even being online.
Still
may not happen
those,
right away, but, you know, after you have that fan base, they're going to love you and they're going to be like, oh, you're not feeling good? Here, I'll buy you a dildo on Amazon. Make you feel better.
Right? Let me get you another toy so you can use it while you're not online.
Yeah,
oh,
buy
goodness.
Me that onesie because then I can snuggle in it and get better.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh. I saw one the other day that was so damn cute. I was like, do I want to get one of those? And I haven't bought it yet, but I'm thinking I am going to get one. They're too damn cute. They look really cozy and comfy.
Oh,
remind me of feet pajamas when I was
you
a little kid.
You would be adorable. Like, I would want to crawl in it with you and just, like,
well,
be
probably
in your onesie
in it,
with
I'd
you.
Have to, I'd have to get a big enough one for my damn tits.
Under your boobs.
Oh, my goodness. You are so silly.
Beautiful
I love it. Oh, my gosh. So I have, this is kind of off topic here because I do that all the time. I always go off topic. I never stay completely on track because I color outside of the lines. With your new roommate then, is she being incorporated into all of your new videos that you guys are doing and your cam shows?
Yeah, some of them. We just kind of sometimes do our own thing. Sometimes all get together and do a show, or we get together and we've done a video. We've done quite a few girl-girl videos, but yeah, we've done a few threesome videos, kind of taking our time, taking it slow, if you know what I mean. It's kind of like we're dating, and we're doing it nice and slow. And it's hot, and the anticipation is amazing, and she's really sweet. So, but like I said, she's really independent, and Cam's a lot on her own as well. So it's nice. So we get
that
is
awesome.
The threesome shows,
yay.
And then Scott and I still have our way with each other on our own too. Yeah, she's amazing.
Nice. So I have a question for you about Scott.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely a nice.
So, question about Scott. Okay. How many cam shows can he typically do in a work day or work evening while you guys are on cam?
Well, that's a great question. It all depends what we do on the show and how long they are. We tend to do one kind of longer show rather than two medium-sized shows, although that's possible. But then we put more emphasis on the first show. We put more emphasis on the cum shot and not so much on the cum shot on the second show because he's known for his big, huge, massive cum shots. But typically you get guaranteed one of those a day. You're not always guaranteed to get that big of a cum shot two times in a day. So it really just depends what type of cam show we're doing and how it goes.
That's
a good question. We typically just do one. But he can last for hours and hours and hours. It's amazing to me.
Oh, that's good. Because I have couples that, you know, want to get into camming, and that's why it's so nice to ask another couple who's been doing it for quite some time, because they'll ask me, they're like, well, am I expected to do, you know, like this many shows, or how do I know if I'm going to, you know, be able to last? And for guys that are brand new to webcamming, it really depends on their stage fright. Like, if they have never been in front of a webcam and never been live or anything, it's typically hard for a lot of new guys to really, you know, get the gist of the whole webcamming.
Oh, yes. It is because, something comes up, whether you have a person who's rude or making jokes, it can make you, kind of lose your wood for a bit, and then you got to get back in the moment, and then you're like tipped for something, so you're like on the spot. And I honestly have a lot of respect for male models. It's not easy. I think it's way easier as a female for a lot of reasons, and that
being
one.
I'm
sure there's pros and cons to both. But so much respect. Like, wow. And then if you can control when you come, I don't know how you do it, but amazing to me. But totally understand if, especially ladies, understand if you can with your man that it is different for men completely.
Oh, completely, yeah.
Because it is so noticeable, right? And just have patience and, don't take it personally. Learn afterwards if something happens that's not so awesome on the show. You can talk about it and maybe figure out how you can avoid that in the future, and it might take a while. It's just practice makes perfect, and patience and communication is really key.
Oh,
I think
that's the key word right
and
there. Patience
and communication.
The more
you use your muscles, the more you're in control of your muscles too. Yeah, it's love. It really is.
You're funny. The more you use your muscles. Oh my God. So. But it is true. It is very, very true because I've done a couple shows way back in the day. And the guys really need to take what other guys are saying in the chat room with a grain of salt. Just like any new cam model, and I say this all the time, do not listen to – when you see these people type in negativity, just skip over and move on to the next positive comment because negativity is so – stupid, and it's just other cam models 90% of the time, even 95% of the time, they're just being bitches and whores. You know who you are.
Yeah, or,
you know who
you
are.
Some person who's jealous and a hater.
Mhm. Yep. And we get those. I still get them
so, yeah,
every time I log
focusing
in.
Focusing on the positivity.
Mhm. It's
yeah,
all
it
about the positivity.
Like you said, you just
it
skip
does.
Over it, silence them, ban them, and focus on the positivity. Exactly.
Always be positive. That's all that matters. No,
and
unless
then we
you
have
know
more
you got
fun all together.
Yeah. And, you know, and I've noticed, which I'm excited to have Tisha on because I was noticing I can't wait to have her on here. I'm going to bring her on here early because I see her on the line already. I have questions
Yay.
For her.
Oh,
because
awesome.
She's, yeah, I was stalking her. I read her profile on her CAM page and stuff, and I was like, okay, all right. She's got a whole different technique. And I'm just like, I can't wait to ask her some questions. And I know that we have other callers that are waiting, so you just sit there and wait patiently because I'm going to bring on this sexy, beautiful woman right here. Miss Beautiful, and oh, let me mention, she is the webcam girl of the year for Inked Angels. So I want to give big high five and shout out to this
Woo-hoo.
Beautiful, beautiful Miss Tisha Draven, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous, darling. Fabulous. So glad you took the time out of the day to call in and hang out with us, chicas.
No, I'm stoked. It's not very often that I get to, you know, talk about cum shots and money with girls who don't think I'm insane, so I'm happy.
Oh, my gosh, right? We can't just have
our
this
kind
conversation
of girl.
With... Yeah, we can't have this conversation with, like, normal people. Or, well, they're not normal. We're normal. Everybody
right.
else, they're fucked up. I don't know
yeah.
what to say. The rest of them, they're just all crazy. They're cray-cray. So, my darling, how long have you been webcamming?
Shockingly, I've only been doing it since May. So I'm actually a newcomer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, which is why, like, everyone, I think, is
wow,
like,
wow, good
who's
on
that?
You.
Yeah, I know. So everyone's like, who's this girl that just came in like a tornado? Not like that.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. You know, that's kind of like what I did when I first started camming. My first convention that I went to was, like, I think almost 8 years. I don't remember. Long time ago. And it was up in L.A. And I was like, when I leave this place, everybody in here is going to be asking who this girl was. And sure enough, it worked. It worked really good.
See?
So
perfect.
If you take this business seriously and you really want to get your name out there, it freaking works. And people are like, oh, yeah, I remember her. That's the wind tunnel. I remember. So then with your Inked Award, that is freaking awesome. Absolutely
yeah, that was
amazing.
That was insane. Like, I was one of those people, like, I'm just so happy to be nominated because I was like, I'm not going to win. I'm a newcomer. who the hell am I? And that's why even when I won, like, I was like, okay, I don't know what just happened, but I think this is a really good thing. And then I was more stoked because I was, like, the only BBW in the category. So I was very excited to represent. Yeah. So I was like, yeah. So it was, like, a big win for the big girl. So I was like, yeah, I did it for us. Let's go eat a cheeseburger. I was so excited. My priorities are very fucked up. It's sex and cheeseburgers. It's really fucked up.
No, that sounds like something I would say. I'd be like, okay, yeah, okay, now I'm ready for dinner. Let's
right.
go. Cocktails and a cheeseburger. Oh, my gosh, I love it, love it. So how are you liking the whole webcam versus, you know, being at a regular freaking job?
Well, here's the thing. I still work my regular job. I'm, like, still the, like, Jekyll and Hyde. I have,
nice.
Like, a normal, like, I'm an accountant, if anything. Like, I'm extra normal, so people think.
That's
from
awesome.
Yeah, for, like, you know, 9 to 5, and then I do the camming, you know, at night or on the weekends, which is awesome because, you know, camming, I could flex everything around, you know, my schedule. If I don't
right.
feel like doing it, I could do it. I don't. But to me, for myself, like, I kind of like the idea of always having a consistent paycheck. So if I do have a shitty week on cam, it's still like, it's all right, you know?
Eight? Oh, my gosh. And like you said, it's the flexibility. And that
yeah.
is what is so key to webcam is you can still have a normal family life and, you know, do Jekyll and Hyde, like you just said. Make everybody in the family world think, oh, yeah, I'm just normal. I'm just mom, or I'm, you know, or getting off your regular job, and you're like, you know what, this weekend I want to make a few $100. I'm going to log in, and I'm going to masturbate.
Exactly.
And so I'm going to go fuck myself.
Perfect.
Oh, I love it, love it. So I was noticing on your page, you seem to be a little bit more dominating. Is that?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm kind of like, a switch in reality. I started specifically doing fetish because I was like, I had my 9-to-5 job. I didn't want them to find out. So fetish to me was, there's non-sex, so it was easier. However, I think I just became so comfortable that then I kind of transitioned into doing solo, and then it turned into bringing my husband. And so then it kind of like transpired into, oh, I'm universal, which I think is good too, because if I pigeonhole myself to just fetish, it's very, you know, that's it. Like, you're in that bubble. You can't get out. However, I feel like, well, you know, if you don't like this, hey, I could do this. So I think it's better for me business-wise. It just, you know, it's just smarter. So.
Yeah, hey, diversity and flexibility. What more could us cam girls want?
Right.
Seriously. So, okay, you just opened up another little window. So you said you do couple shows every once in a while. How do you like that versus doing solo shows?
See, for myself, when I do the like couple shows with my husband, I actually do it on another platform. I haven't done it on cam yet. I do pretty decent without having to do it. I do feel, though, that you definitely get more, not feedback, but I think you definitely get more money with couples. It's just the enticing of watching, I think. You know, solo, you can only watch a girl, you know, diddle herself for so long that I feel like, you know, it's like the full Monty, I think, is even like, sometimes, honestly, that's the way to get the paycheck, though. Like, that's the money shot for me half the time. Like, if I'm having a dead week, it's like, all right, stunt dick, I need you. Like, we need to finish off the paycheck.
That is funny. And you know what's so funny is for me, it's the opposite, because I did a couple shows. Completely opposite. But I started off building such a huge fan base as a solo cam girl that when I incorporated the couples into it, they freaked the truck out.
Wow.
They were like, what? You're my dream girl. What are you doing? but they'll go and they'll watch my porn for hours. They're like,
that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch your porn, but I don't want to see it live. But then they ask to see it live, but then I'm like, well, I don't do that anymore. I only do solo shows still.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, that's fine. And so they're happy. So I think it depends on the cam model and how you build a fan base completely.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
So let's do this. Let's bring on this caller that's been waiting. Okay, Mr. 561, would this be our wonderful sweet pea?
Yes, it is. Hello, Sammy, Virginia, and Tisha. How are you tonight?
Good.
Hi, sweet pea.
What do you got for us, sweet? What do you got for us there, sweet pea?
I'm just loving you, ladies, very much. And first question I have for Tisha, I was looking over her profile, and was wondering what kind of tag would she want as her first tag for her show.
My first tag.
Yes.
I'm like, what tag? I don't know what that means.
I think are you talking about her, the taglines on the cam model profile?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
I think most of like my tags, it's like, I really try to push the BBW goth queen. That seems to be all my tags, because I purposely do put fetish though, but I kind of, it's BBW punk rocker, like BBW weird girl, I don't know, like it's kind of along those lines.
Okay.
Love it.
Creepy girl I see on there.
Yes, creepy
girl.
Yeah,
like creepy girl one.
Because I put, you know, it's a little bit, it's different, because to me it's like, cam girl, I show my vagina, hashtag, like, I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm such a geek, it's not even funny, so I'm like, you know what, hopefully the guys get it, like, when they see, like, gamer, they're like, oh, you know, instant erection, so that works for me too, so yeah.
Yeah, so sexy.
Oh my gosh, too funny. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Sweet Pea, bring us another one. I know you got another question for her.
Okay.
Whoa, dude. Either you just ate a bunch of munchkins or you're sucking dick, one of the two.
No, well, it's definitely not the second one. Would you ever combine gaming with golf?
Yeah, definitely. I make a lot of clips, actually, when I'm not doing cam. I feel like I do a lot of that, and I'm actually going to incorporate a lot of gaming stuff into my next set of clips. Most of my clips are actually that there is a tag of goth because I do, you know, I mean, it's kind of cliche to use that word, but I feel like it's just easier to go, you know, girl that wears a lot of black and black lipstick. Most of my videos now actually kind of has that already, but I'm definitely going to do more gaming ones for sure.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool. Very cool.
Hot.
And I can tell you, you're both driven and draven.
Yes, I'm driven Draven. That's my new name now.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Sweet Pea, you're so silly. So I'm going to ask you, Miss Tisha, what made you decide, like, the whole, you know, the fetish, because that's how you started out. Like, were you just sitting at work one day doing accounting and you're like, you know what, I need something a little more exciting to do? Or how did this all come about?
Well, I've always been extremely sexual, very aware of who I am. I've always kind of been a little too outgoing with the normal people of society. So I've been very comfortable with my sexuality. And I think what had happened was is that I had a lot of girlfriends who were already cam girls, and I would hang out with them, and I would see what they would do, and I'm like, oh, I could fucking do that. And it's not to talk shit, but a lot of my girlfriends, they are very quick to kind of go on cam and like, oh, here's me naked, but they didn't really know how to, like, talk to the guys. And I'm kind of the opposite, where I'm like, well, I could definitely talk to them and stay humble and kind of reel them in. So I was like, let me try it. And I tried it, and I was like, holy shit, like, it's working. And then it kind of turned into, all right, I'm good at it. And I'm like, okay, well, what's better than fucking belittling a guy for fucking money? I do that shit for free every day. I'm like, all right, no brainer. So it comes natural. And I'm from New York, so automatically I'm very fucking angry. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll capitalize on this.
I was born in New York.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was born in the Bronx, raised in Yonkers. Like, I am, like, just – I'm just a typical, just angry, short little gnome. And that's just – I kind of incorporate that into my life.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and she's funny. She's got a great personality. I like her. Like her.
Yeah.
Too awesome. Hey, are you planning on doing Vegas in January?
I am. I will be there.
Yay. We'll talk more about that. I'll message you a little more about that because I'm not going to give out all my secrets right now on the air because people can go back and listen to that shit. Oh, my gosh. So, Miss Virginia, do you have any questions for our beautiful Tisha?
I don't think I have any actual questions. I think I just want to point out that, you know, I really respect that instead of just being like, well, what do other cam girls do? You know, how do I fit in? You're like, well, that's what everyone else does. What can I do to set myself apart from these cam girls? And you're going for it. And it's like actually you. I just think that's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, that was kind of my approach because, I mean, I didn't purposely come in and say, hey, I'm going to be a rebel, but I came into this as me, and, like, even my fans who know me, even as I do this and how I talk to you guys, this is how I talk on cam. Like, I purposely wanted to kind of represent myself, but to be humble, but at the same time, it's kind of different because I feel like cam girls have, there's a stigma. There's that, like, you know, dumb blonde aspect that people think, and it's like, no, there's different girls. It's bad enough I'm BBW. Now it's like, okay, I'm BBW, and I'm like, you know, I have my own personality. So for me, I just felt like it was important to kind of be different because I felt like, I feel like guys at some point got to be kind of tired of the, like, oh my God, look at my boobs. Like, you know what I mean? I just, I had to go
it's
in as
true.
Me. I can't be anyone else but
really
me.
Oh my gosh.
You're
going to
have more fun.
So right. Holy crap. I have seen over the years.
We're like,
oh my gosh. Yes.
I mean, it's true. Like, I'm not even talking about anyone specifically. That's the sad part, is that I'm literally talking about a general type, and everyone can sit there and go, oh shit, I can name 20 girls like that right now. Like, that's the fucked up part. It's kind of like a cliche. So that's why I felt like going into this, I'm like, well, let me just go in as me. And if someone doesn't like me for who the fuck I am, fuck them. Then I'm just not going to do it anymore. But I was very fortunate that I guess that it kind of worked for me. And I think that's also when I won the award, a lot of people, even when I won, were like, who the fuck is this girl? Why isn't she like the rest of us? What's going on here? So I don't know. I guess I'm doing something right.
Like you just said, when it comes to a stigma with webcamming, it's also with award shows. I mean, you don't see very often, and I know this, I mean, because I've been to tons of award shows, and I'm not this tiny little skinny mini. I'm curvy, but there's so many times that you see these beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed, or brunettes with blue eyes, you know, little tiny big titties and asses getting up there, and they're winning these awards. I'm like, where's the curvy bitches at? I'm like,
well,
that's
the kicker, though, too, because after I won the award, which, again, was a big deal because it was like the chubby girl won, what I heard through the grapevine afterwards is after the awards dispersed, and I don't know specifically, thankfully, because I probably go apeshit, but apparently people were saying after I won, they were like, they're talking about the award, hey, you know, the award show, and apparently when they got to the cam girl category, they were like, who was that girl who won? She shouldn't have won because she's fat. That's what I had feedback from the pretty girls, like the, you know, oh my God, and they were like, oh, she shouldn't have won because she's fat. And it wasn't even like, oh, she shouldn't have won because she cams like an asshole. It was, she shouldn't have won because she's fat. And then I remember sitting there going, but honey, not everyone likes a skinny girl. And not everyone likes a fat girl. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't understand why there's this blueprint of this is what you have to be that has to be accepted in our industry. I'm like, fat or BBW or chubby or curvy, that's not fetish. That's reality. That's everywhere. Like, so that's why I'm like, for me, I had a really nice smack of fucking reality to learn that there are just girls that they're just like, you know, they just don't like you specifically because you don't fit in the model. I don't fit in like the little bubble. So I'm just like, and that's why after I won and I kind of said it out loud, you know, so I made sure that whoever fucking heard me, I was like, listen, I won. Sorry that you're mad that I won. I'm sorry that I could probably eat you out of fucking just spite. But I just remember saying, like, listen, it has nothing to do with fucking being fat or not or cam or whatever. I'm just like, there's someone for fucking everyone. Stop this bullshit that we all need to go out and buy fake tits and fucking peroxide. Like, cut it the fuck out now. Like, it's too much. It's too much. It's not real. That's not reality.
Oh, my goodness. So you guys are hearing it here. Right.
Sorry.
Now. And
I'm
we have
just a,
see, no,
angry
you're fine.
Gnome. I told you, angry gnome. I warned you.
You're fine, because we're in the naughty category on this radio show, so you can say whatever the fuck you want to say. So any of you out there listening, if you would like to call in and talk to us naughty gnomes, you can call us at 646-595-4038, and if you would like to be put on through to the line, you have to make sure you press 1. If you don't press 1, I leave you out in cyberspace, and you just get to sit there and masturbate and listen to us angry gnomes, is what it is. Just saying. So... So I love it. So you live in New York still?
I do, yeah.
Nice, nice. How is the freaking cold-ass weather over there? Getting worse?
It's like the same shit. Like, I feel like every person in New York, like, we bitch every winter. Like, it's so fucking cold, but then it's the summer, and it's too fucking hot. Fuck it. I'm like, it's whatever. As long as there's heat inside, I don't fucking care. I don't. it's starting to get
heat and internet.
You're
good to go.
This is like the season where I always tell people, like, this is the season where everyone looks like shit because we're all bundled in these big fucking coats. No one has makeup on. Everyone just wants to be bundled. So I'm like, this is like my hibernation season now.
So you're a bundled gnome.
Yeah, exactly. Now I just look like some fucking ogre in a cave because I'm just bundled and angry. It's very fucked up now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Too freaking hilarious. So, Sweet Pea, do you have any more questions there, darling?
I don't for tonight, but I will leave you ladies for the evening and hope you have a great evening and love you ladies very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sweet Pea. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Keep up the great work.
Love you, Sweet Pea.
All right. All right, you keep masturbating for us. Oh, God, I love Sweet Pea. Oh, he didn't give us any jokes tonight. Usually he has like a couple jokes. So, Sweet Pea, you'll have to throw them at us next Thursday. Oh, my goodness. So, Tisha, when it comes to, you know, like your friends, do very many of them know that you're webcamming part-time?
Yeah, everybody knows. Everyone knows to the point that my parents know. Like everybody
oh, really?
Knows. Yeah. Okay. For myself, like not that that's something that you want to like fucking brag about to mom and dad, but I'm very big with being honest. I'm a shitty liar. So I kind of like, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is, and what's funny is that they're actually, when I won the award, my mom called me and she's like, I heard you won. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, do you have any idea what this is based off of, mom? Do you have
aww.
Any clue? But no, like, but everybody knows, and what's funny is that I think because of how, like I said, being around normal people my whole life, and I was the fucking weird sexual experienced one, I think once I told everyone what I was doing, they were like, oh, okay, can you pass the salt? Like, it was like, oh, okay, like, that's like the final step to you being fucking weird.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's how my family is. They were, when I had told them, they were like, yeah, whatever, okay.
Whatever. See, that's awesome. That's great. Because
yeah.
I know a lot of girls that they have
it
to hide it. And I'm like, I feel, I don't know what I would do. Like, that's, yeah, I don't know. That's a whole other
right?
thing. One of those things.
I'm with you. It's
yeah,
such a big
things,
part
like,
of my life.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Know.
And if you're, you know, if you're that outgoing and open and, you know, honest, it's like, how can you, like, I just don't give a shit. And even when, like, with some of my husband's friends, their wives, they, and I tell them, I'm like, well, this is what I do. And of course, I get the typical, you know, whole, oh my gosh, you do that? You can, it's like, what? You fuck yourself when you're at home? I'm like, I just get paid for it.
Do you
like,
get pushback from other like people's wives? Like, do you actually get like
oh, my.
Criticism?
Oh yes. Oh yes, I do. They won't directly say it to my face.
Oh wow. I know.
But it's the look on. Oh, it's the look on their face.
Oh,
that.
Geez.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like. Oh, my gosh, that's so something I would never think of doing. But, okay, you and your husband watch porn together, but you
right.
really want to get paid for it? Okay, all right. I'm the smart one here. I'm the smart
right?
one. I get paid for it. Oh, my goodness. So then, Tisha, do you work on more than one campsite, or are you just strictly on StreamMate?
I technically am only on StreamMate. I dabbled a little bit with a couple of the other sites. I was on a couple other sites previously.
Yeah.
I have to say though, the one that I do prefer, and it's not because, you know, I have to say it or anything, but, StreamMate is probably the best one for me. I actually have a problem with the websites with the tokens. I don't know what it is that I hate that concept, but it's just,
right.
I don't know, StreamMate's been really well, I don't know, it's weird. It has a pretty decent BBW fan base, which is good, because that's my biggest concern, because I did go on one website that they don't even really break it down in category. They literally just have a website, we're going to toss all these girls in, and obviously 99% are a certain type, so I had no, like, ability to pull traffic, so I like the fact
oh,
that
right.
StreamMate... Yeah, I had the ability to at least have, like, a home, which was cool. So, yeah, I definitely – I'm not complaining about StreamMate, so that's good.
I know, right? I mean, in Virginia, she knows that I'm totally partial to StreamMate because that's my home. Like, I have worked pretty much every other website to test the waters and to see what
right.
I did and didn't like about them all. And I always came back to StreamMate, and like I've said before – they are absolutely amazing, and they've done so much for the models, and I've seen it, and it's insane. They are, and like I said last week, I'm not kissing your ass, StreamMate.
Yeah, that's...
I just appreciate everything they do for us models because it's, yeah. And Virginia, you guys work mostly on Chatterbait, and so you guys get the tokens, and which I'm not a fan of the token sites just because I like the whole straight easy. And then we're not doing anything in free chat on StreamMate. That's what I like.
Right. Yeah, that's what I also like, too. Also, I also, for myself, and I think it's because being the accountant and the way that I look at numbers, I feel like, this is for myself, again, a lot of my girlfriends make good money on Chatterbait, and I'm like, hey, I don't know how the hell you're doing it. But for me, I feel like these guys, they harbor tokens because they look at it as if it's a dollar. So, like, they'll give you, like, oh, here's 3 tokens. Like, that's fucking, that's like 15 cents that you gave me. It's like, no, but that's 3 tokens. It's like, no, that's nothing. What are you talking about?
Right. Oh my gosh. Yes, that was my very first experience when I had with a token site. It was actually with My Free Cans. And I was like, and I had this guy give me like a few hundred tokens. I had another guy do the same thing. I was like, oh, this is great. And I'm thinking these are, you know, a dollar.
Right.
Each.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. You go back and you read that fine print again. You're like, are you freaking kidding me? I just made 5 cents off of each token.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, back to StreamMate.
That's $15. Woo!
Right? Oh, my goodness. Well, Virginia, are you guys going back on StreamMate at all, or are you guys just strictly on Chatterbait?
I don't know. We tried to figure that out with you, and I don't know, like, none of us
yeah,
remembered.
Yeah, well, we'll talk
like,
about that
up for
on...
it before.
Yeah,
we love
so
Chatterbait
somebody...
because we've gone to a couple other sites as well and just been like, meh. So I don't know. We always make like the top one or two.
That's
cameras,
awesome.
Like every time we're on the
yeah.
whole site. So we are liking it, but we've also got over 100,000 fans. So that makes a bit of a difference.
Right.
It kind of was that way when we first started too, but it's very, very different than what you guys do. Like, we are definitely more in public. A lot of times
right. But you guys have, I mean, that's how you build
yes,
your fan
make
base.
More sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have built your fan base,
yeah,
isn't that? Like
so
you
it
said, you have 100,000
like.
Plus fans. Yeah. So, and that's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, we'll do 3-sums and 4-sums on there. So, But
yeah, they're
very
crazy.
Than how you ladies go about it. We don't get as many
yeah.
privates and stuff like that. It's super hot when we do.
Yeah, it's definitely a totally different platform. I mean, it's one of those things where if you're used to doing the token sites and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're doing everything in the free chat and whatnot, you have to have a mindset for doing that and really know how to work your audience and build. I mean, you got to really sell when you're on token sites, especially when you're brand new to the industry. Because some models, they get on there, and oh, my goodness, but like Virginia and Scott, they've been on Chatterbait for so long and built
right.
such a huge fan base. Yeah, and they know how to work the camera.
Well, and I think
they
get on at the right time. You know, we've gone for a couple of years. It's different now. There's so many more models on now. Like, it would be hard to start now on
right.
that site, I believe. Although they also have a new site, the CamGasm site, that is a lot like StreamMate. There's no nudity in the free chat. So they do
mm-hmm.
have a new platform as well for those ladies or cam people that prefer that platform.
Right, right. So it's
there's
such an
something
interesting...
to somebody. Many different
oh, my
styles.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
The flexibility
totally
of styles of how you want a cam, right?
Seriously. And, like, with Tisha, like, she knows being BBW and doing this, it's like breaking that glass ceiling and showing all of these people that have the stigma about what cam models should be. She completely lets people know, hey, guess what? I'm doing it. So anybody out there can do what I'm doing. It doesn't matter if you're blonde, brunette, you're skinny, you're curvy, you're BBW, whatever
right.
the fuck you are. Anybody can cam because there's somebody that has a taste for every one of us. Like,
right, and that's always been my aspect because to me, I'm not one of
you have a good personality.
Right. Like, well, that's
yeah.
what I feel
yeah.
like. That's what it comes down to. Like, you have to think about it from a human being aspect. It's to me, it's like I just feel it sounds so fucking hippie-ish, but I'm one of those people that I just feel like with women, I just feel that there needs to be more variety because there's so many different kinds of women, and I don't like the fact that some get oppressed, and it doesn't matter, you know, what race or what you're into. And for me, I'm very big with women uniting and kind of like, you know, running the show and making money for themselves and being independent and doing all that, you know, being able to be in control of the money and camming and all this shit. But for me, I just feel like at this point in the game, I don't, the fact that I have to put a label as being BBW, I still, you know, I do get a lot of pushback from guys who want to, like children, like, oh, you're fat, oh, you're this. So I'm like, I still even get that now. Like, you know, I deal with children like half the time because you always have those people who are going to tell the skinny girl, you're too skinny, eat something. And you're going to get, you're too fat, go for a jog. And it's
right.
Just like, but it's just so crazy
to
me.
I get I'm too fat on my camera.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. You are,
you know,
like a
children.
Size
oh,
zero.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
She's like a size zero. Who are you serious?
Well, I'm saying,
that right there, if
happens.
Somebody's coming on and telling you that you're fat,
so
it's because that's
first
a cam model
first don't
who's jealous.
And ban them.
That's a jealous
I'm like,
cam model.
I'm looking at you. I'm like, what are you talking about? No.
Right? There is not an ounce. I mean, when I met her in Vegas in January, she's this tiny little spinner. And I'm like, if somebody's saying that you're fat, I'm going to titty slap
one
the
of
bitches.
Her boobs.
Seriously?
Well, obviously people just want to get a reaction out of somebody, right? It has nothing
they
to
do
with
yeah.
reality
and that's
or
one
anything.
Of the things.
So.
People
I know.
Love, they do, they love it. And you guys know from the experience of dealing with idiots that they do want to get a reaction out of you. And if they can't get a reaction, they move from your cam room to another cam model's chat
right.
room to see who they can piss off. And I think it's hilarious. I mean, it,
yeah.
to me, it just
yeah.
cracks me up. I'm like, well, you know, I'm just going to ignore you. Whatever.
See, but what's crazy is that for myself,
right?
Like, I have a very hard time being one of those people that's like, leave it alone, because I'm like the comeback queen, so I always have something, you know, cocked and fucking loaded. So, like, it's so hard to not have a reaction, to just tell them how much you wish they were swallowed, and you can't say it because you got to be the adult. So you're like, okay.
Oh, but
like,
you can. I mean, you can. There's
but
plenty of girls that
trust
do.
Trust me, I do. If you ever watch, like, my Snap, because I have, like, Snapchat and stuff, everyone thinks my rants are fucking hilarious because all it is just me posting people sending me dick pics and me telling them pretty much, like, where they rank in the scheme of things, which is like,
that's
but then I sit there
funny.
And I go, fuck. I'm like, that's what they want. Fuck, stop doing that.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Too funny. I haven't been on Snapchat in forever. I need to get back on there.
No, it's nothing but dicks. It's nothing but
oh.
dicks on there.
You know what? I've been lucky enough. I haven't had that when I have been on there. So I've been lucky. I get all the dick pics on Twitter DM. Like, and I don't even respond. So
oh, geez.
You guys out there, yeah, you know who you are. Send me dick pics. You know who you are. If you want me to rate your dick, you take me private on cam, and you turn on your webcam, and I'll rate your dick. My ratings are not free.
That's what I'm like. I have a rate. Hello, I'm in fetish. Like, that's part of my job. You want me to berate you? I fucking charge. Come on.
We charge for this
right?
shit.
Right, yeah. I pretty much allow that in my private Snapchat, but not on my public one. I have two for that reason.
Right.
That
makes
right.
that
works really
I,
well for me.
Yeah, I just have my one, and I've been very lucky that I haven't. I mean, there's been a few guys, but not really too many, because they. I think they've slowly learned, like, oh shit, she's not going to respond. Okay, fine, whatever. Oh my goodness. Well, my beautiful ladies, we are coming up to the end of the show, and I want to give Tisha time to give all your shout outs there, sister, on where everybody can find you. You know, your social media, your webcam, or anything else that you want to shout out to there, beautiful.
Yeah, okay. I don't, oh God, I'm like, where am I? I'm everywhere. Well, I have TishaDraven.com. I have I want Tisha.com. I'm on ManyVids, ManyVids is probably like a pretty very good site with clips. Like I said, I'm trying to do like more gamer videos. I have a lot of fetish and solo stuff there. I'm on StreamMate. I'm everywhere. Like I'm a digital prostitute. I'm fucking everywhere right now.
I love that.
But
hashtag
it's true.
Digital prostitute.
Yeah, that's why I'm a smut peddler. That's what I tell people. But Twitter would probably be the best, which is Tisha Draven, XXX. Yeah, so like I said, if you go to my website, you find me. I'm easy to fucking find.
Oh my gosh, you are freaking hilarious.
Makes it
I
easy.
Love it. Love
so
it.
Go do it.
Yeah, it does. It's very easy. Just Google her. I did, and I found her.
She Googled me. It was a good day. She Googled me.
Yeah, I Googled her diddling. Oh, my goodness. Miss Virginia, give me all your shout-outs there, beautiful, where everybody can find you.
Absolutely. Our main website is tightcouple.com. You can find us on Chatterbait, chatterbait.com/tightcouple. On ManyVids, I am Virginia Rose, XXX.manyvids.com. And on Twitter, @VirginiaRoseXXX.
Yay! Love it, love it, love it. And remember, you guys can always just Google each of our names and you will find us. Because Google, they're just, you know, an open market for our vaginas for some reason. They are just everywhere. Like, we are everywhere.
Google
I remember
our
the first time,
right now.
Yeah. I remember the first time I Googled myself, and this was years ago, and I was like, oh, my God, my vagina's everywhere. What the hell? What the hell? And I started freaking out, and then I thought to myself, wait a second. I'm getting paid to show my vagina. Why am I freaking out? I'm just like, you know, it is one of those things. It happens. It just happens. And everybody, you can find me on Twitter at Sammy
Brooks.
Right? Yeah, you do. You can find me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, also on Facebook, SammyBrooks69. And then you can also catch my live webcam shows at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And that's where you'll see all my live shows. I don't remember what my Snapchat is, but I'm sure it's SammyBrooks69 something. I don't know. You can Google it. It's out there. It's out there somewhere. I'll post something tomorrow or the next day on Instagram and make sure it's still working. on that note, you girls are absolutely beautiful, and I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your days. And remember,
thank
again, you guys follow us. No, you guys rock. You guys rock the cocks big time. I love it. Love it, love it. StreamMate and Chatterbait, love you guys completely, totally, 200%. And Tisha, StreamMate really loves you, I know, because I heard personally.
I
like
okay.
you. A lot.
That makes my vagina
Ooh.
A little moist. Thank you very much.
I heard personally they like you. I'm glad that we got hooked up together.
Yes, me too.
Love it, love it. So remember, follow us on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, at VirginiaRoseXXX, at TishDravenXXX, at RealStreamMate, at StreamMateModels, and at SM_Platinum. And, of course, don't forget to follow at Dollhouse_Radio. On that note, girls, you go get to diddling, because I want to watch you. And you guys have a fabulous evening.
You too. Bye, guys.
It. All right, girls. And thank you, everybody out there listening.
You,
we'll be live.
And Sammy,
we
I
will
love
be
you and your titties.
Mwah, thank you. I love your little titties and your nice little round ass that I need to spank again in January. Smack. I'm going to smack that ass.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Oh, my goodness. So everybody tune in next Thursday. We will have the beautiful Melissa Dawson, Double D, from Twitter joining us on the 15th. So stay tuned. I'll be tweeting that out very soon. On that note, everybody, it's time for a little day drinking. I need to go get my drink on. I still have a headache from this cold. I'm out. Everybody, go Woo-hoo. Masturbate. Love y'all.
Bye.